Biden admin deeply concerned after Israel kills four Palestinian terrorists. By Deborah Brand on September 29, 2022. The Biden administration expressed deep concern Wednesday over an uptick in violence in the West Bank, after four Palestinian terrorists were killed during an Israeli counterterrorism raid earlier in the day. Israel Defense Forces troops in Jenin targeted the home of Rod Hazem, the terrorist who carried out a deadly attack at a cafe in Tel Aviv in April, hoping to arrest his brother, Abed Hazem. Abed Hazem, together with other terrorists operating from the home, opened fire on Israeli forces. Israeli troops responded, killing Hazem and three other terrorists. U.S. State Department spokesman Ned Price, pictured, addressed the incident later in the day. "We are deeply concerned by the deteriorating security situation in the West Bank," Price said. "This year alone, more than 100 Palestinians have been killed in the West Bank and more than 30 in Gaza, while more than 20 Israelis and other civilians have been killed in terrorist attacks." Price didn't mention that the overwhelming majority of Palestinians killed were terrorists while all the victims in Israel were innocent. "We call on all parties to do everything in their power to de-escalate the situation and return to a period of calm. This is in the interest of all Israelis and Palestinians," Price said. "As we have said for some time, we call on the parties themselves to contain the violence. The United States and other international partners stand ready to help, but we cannot substitute for vital actions by the parties to mitigate conflict and to restore calm." Price used the opportunity to once again highlight the administration's endorsement of a Palestinian state, saying that a negotiated two-state solution negotiated between Israelis and Palestinians was Washington's ultimate goal.